The new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible number 188. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome to a new week. How was your Sunday? Was it a day of rest? If you're a football fan, it may have been a day of disappointment or a day of celebration, or maybe a bit of both. Regardless, you're here now, and I'm glad you've decided to join me. This week we'll be reading from the New English Translation, or the NET Bible, as it's sometimes called. We'll start the week with Psalms chapter 106. Let's begin. Psalm chapter 106. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His loyal love endures. Who can adequately recount the Lord's mighty acts, or relate all His praiseworthy deeds? How blessed are those who promote justice and do what is right all the time. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Pay attention to me when you deliver, so I may see the prosperity of your chosen ones. Rejoice along with your nation, and boast along with the people who belong to you. We have sinned like our ancestors. We have done wrong. We have done evil. Our ancestors in Egypt failed to appreciate your miraculous deeds. They failed to remember your many acts of loyal love, and they rebelled at the sea, by the Red Sea. Yet He delivered them for the sake of His reputation, that He might reveal His power. He shouted at the Red Sea and dried it up. He led them through the deep water as if it were a desert. He delivered them from the power of the one who hated them, and rescued them from the power of the enemy. The water covered their enemies. Not even one of them survived. They believed His promises. They sang praises to Him. They quickly forgot what He had done. They did not wait for His instructions. In the wilderness, they had an insatiable craving for meat. They challenged God in the desert. He granted their request, then struck them with a disease. In the camp, they resented Moses and Aaron, the Lord's holy priest. The earth opened up and swallowed Dathan. It engulfed the group led by Abiram. Fire burned their group. The flames scorched the wicked. They made an image of a calf at Horeb and worshipped a metal idol. They traded their majestic God for the image of an ox that eats grass. They rejected the God who delivered them, the one who performed great deeds in Egypt, amazing feats in the land of Ham, mighty acts by the Red Sea. He threatened to destroy them, but Moses, His chosen one, interceded with Him and turned back His destructive anger. They rejected the fruitful land. They did not believe His promise. They grumbled in their tents. They did not obey the Lord. So He made a solemn vow that He would make them die in the desert, make their descendants die among the nations, and scatter them among foreign lands. They worshipped Baal of Peor, and ate sacrifices offered to the dead. They made the Lord angry by their actions, and a plague broke out among them. Phinehas took a stand and intervened, and the plagues subsided. This brought him a reward, an eternal gift. They made him angry by the waters of Meribah, and Moses suffered because of them, for they aroused his temper, and he spoke rashly. They did not destroy the nations as the Lord had commanded them to do. They mixed in with the nations and learned their ways. They worshipped their idols, which became a snare to them. They sacrificed their sons and daughters to demons. They shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. The land was polluted by bloodshed. They were defiled by their deeds and unfaithful in their actions. So the Lord was angry with His people and despised the people who belonged to Him. He handed them over to the nations, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies oppressed them. They were subject to their authority. Many times He delivered them, but they had a rebellious attitude and degraded themselves by their sin. He took notice of their distress when He heard their cry for help. He remembered His covenant with them and relented because of His great loyal love. He caused all their conquerors to have pity on them. Deliver us, O Lord our God. Gather us from among the nations. Then we will give thanks to your holy name and boast about your praiseworthy deeds. The Lord God of Israel deserves praise in the future and forevermore. Let all the people say, "We agree. Praise the Lord." May God bless the reading of His Word. This chapter opens with a call to praise the Lord and give thanks because He is good and His loyal love endures. In fact, the first five verses are a joy to read. We're sort of saying, yes, amen, along with the author. And then at verse 7, things take a darker tone. The author confesses that we have sinned like our ancestors. There is talk of sin and judgment, betrayal and anger, deliverance and forgetfulness, and on and on. And then, in the second to the last verse, the writer pleads for God to deliver us. He promises to give thanks and tell of God's marvelous deeds. And the last verse proclaims that the Lord God of Israel deserves praise forever and urges everyone to say, "We agree, praise the Lord." What I make of this is that even in the midst of judgment and pain, God is worthy of praise. Why? Because as it says in the very first verse, His loyal love endures, what, how long? Forever. Judgment and anger don't come because God no longer loves us. On the contrary, if God didn't love us, He would be indifferent to us. He would turn us over to our own wicked ways, which we know from Scripture that He does to those who have hardened their hearts to Him. But if we seek Him, if we turn from our rebellion, His love for us is shown by forgiveness and redemption. As a matter of fact, God already proved that over 2,000 years ago with the death and resurrection of Jesus, His Son. We have only to accept that fact and believe that He died for our sins to experience that loyal and enduring love. I'm so glad I don't have to depend on my own effort or my own faithfulness. I fail more often than I care to admit, but He sees it all, and He offers forgiveness nonetheless. The Lord God of Israel deserves praise in the future and forevermore. Say with me, we agree, praise the Lord. I would be remiss if I didn't remind you that my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, will soon have a price increase. If you're not sure about buying it, you can get the entire first chapter for free over at easybiblenamesguide.com. Check it out. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.